Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson, available wherever podcasts can be found. And of course, taped live at twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. We had like 900, almost 900 people watching by the end of Elimination Chamber today. Thank you so much for everybody coming out. We've got an awesome charity, because of the Elimination Chamber, we do the charity thing. So we're going with Stand Up to Cancer. It's a really great charity. And we've raised so far $1,300. Mm-hmm. Going on tonight, the last two shows of Sizzlin' Steak Saturday. Of course, the predictions, the heavy predictions day. It's like our Super Tuesday.
It really is.
For the big red title predictions for this month. And right now, as it stands, Larson and I are dead even again at 37 points. Mm-hmm. Total prediction points. Enforcer coming in with 34, I believe.
Correct.
But tonight, Impact and Raider Reyes, we're going to be doing watch-alongs for both shows at the same time. Anything goes.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows?
Both. I'm not sure who has more unpredictable booking, Impact or AAA.
That's a fair point.
But
I don't know.
They
either.
Both have tended to be very unpredictable. Yes. So it should be a lot of fun tonight. So be sure to check that out here at the Twitch as well. And yeah, if you can, we'll put the link to the charity in the description.
Yes, yes.
So you can do it there or tonight during the show. Elimination Chamber saw a new champion, WWE champion, be crowned. We sort of saw this coming.
Oh, yeah.
We called title versus title a long time ago.
We did.
And it's happening. They have the graphic for it and everything. Brock Lesnar, the new WWE champion, in sort of an interesting turn of events during the actual chamber match, which was wildly entertaining just because Brock Lesnar turned into a horror movie villain towards the finish.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley, seemingly in character in kayfabe as part of the story, was concussed out of the match essentially to protect him. What does that tell you about?
Well, I mean, I guess I hope it is a kayfabe injury, not a real injury. First and foremost, earlier in the day, we had a scary spot with Riddick Moss during reverse Alabama slam. It landed like right at the top of his head. He seems like he's all right. Hopefully this injury thing with Lashley is a work. Hopefully he didn't really get concussed, because if he did, it looked like he really got concussed.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a work, maybe they'll do Lashley and Lesnar day one to WrestleMania. Lashley gets his chance at the title again. I don't know. It's a rather interesting way, if it is a work, for Lashley to lose his title. I understand they don't want him to take a pin or get submitted or something. At the same time, you write him off. Assuming this is a work situation, you write him off with an injury angle rather than him, you know, taking five people's finishers.
Yeah.
While you think about that, Macho T rating us with Party of 30. Thank you so much, Macho T.
I'm trying to see if there's any.
I've been looking, and there's nothing.
This seems pretty clear that it was part of the plan to keep Lashley looking strong, I guess, but a guy getting concussed out of a match, I'm not sure how effective that is, but I get it if that's the point.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, day one WrestleMania, I mean, they already have the graphic up with Brock and Lesnar. Of course, everything's subject to change. But yeah, kind of interesting. Maybe this is all I can think. Maybe the situation where they need a challenger on Raw for when Roman has the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
And so you take Lashley out of the match to keep that a question mark. Lesnar drops the title to Roman because it's champion versus champion at WrestleMania. You're putting, we mentioned this earlier, it makes all the sense in the world to have Roman on both shows because SmackDown performs much better than Raw in the ratings, and USA might be like, hey, we want a little piece of that. And so WWE was like, hey, Roman, you're doing great work. We're going to put both titles on you, so you're going to be, I mean, Roman's entire thing is I'm on another level. I'm on mm-hmm. God tier right now. Mm-hmm. And so that would absolutely make him God tier. Lesnar gets to take a little bit of a break if that's what he wants to do. And then Lashley gets to be Roman's next opponent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes a certain amount of sense to protect him. And I guess this is the option to do that. This is how they did it.
I guess so. If that's what it is, then yeah. I understand the reasoning, but is it the most effective way? Who knows?
Yeah, so. I mean, ALK here in chat has my sort of echoes my sentiments. If it was a shoot, they'd probably try not to show Lashley at all. And I'll be honest with you, like, they showed a replay of that. Didn't look like his head really touched all that.
No, it didn't at all.
Much.
If anything, I was worried about his leg. Because it looked like his leg kind of got bent up a little bit. But, you know, you think that if it was a real injury, they would try to focus on it. And then they show Riddick Moss landing on his head about five times during the show.
Yeah, I know. Look, that was just tasteless because that whole the rest of how anybody at that point wasn't sitting there just freaking out over this guy because we were all freaking out. Everybody on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah. So Riddick Moss took a really nasty spot against Drew McIntyre, mm-hmm. but he finished a very physical remainder of the match, about 7 to 10 minutes left of it.
Yeah.
But that looked bad.
Hopefully,
Moss is doing okay.
Like that could have been real bad. Anytime someone lands with all their body weight in the top of their head. You worry about neck injury or concussion.
Yeah.
And you know, all indications so far, I know Sean Ross Sapp said that, you know, he had heard that Moss was doing fine. So hopefully that mm-hmm. is the case. And he suffered no ill effects from that spot because that was nasty.
The Raw Women's title match has also been decided for WrestleMania. Bianca Belair, as pretty much expected, won the Elimination Chamber. She had the advantage coming out last, but there were still a lot of people still in the chamber at the time. And she delivered the final KOD to Alexa Bliss to get the win there. Alexa Bliss's first match back in quite a while.
Yeah.
You and I have been saying Bianca. When they had Rhea win the gauntlet match towards the finish, Alexa making her big return definitely threw some doubt into my mind.
I thought Alexa coming back threw more doubt than Rhea because Rhea running through that gauntlet match as much as what she did was kind of her moment leading into
it was her win.
It was her huge moment, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Head into this pay per view or premium live event, you know, she got that huge that long run in the gauntlet match. Shows that she's still a force in the women's division, and then, you know, doesn't end up winning, loses to the eventual winner of the bout. And, you know, from the moment Bianca lost that title, the idea in my mind was, well, then she's got to take it off Becky at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And anything other than that, I felt like was them seriously dropping the ball with that storyline.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something to be said, and I think it's obviously going to happen at Mania. I think there's something to be said for, you know, SummerSlam, 1 year anniversary, and you have Becky just being built up and built up and built up and built up.
I understand
it feels
that.
Like, it honestly feels like just yesterday that Becky won that title, but WrestleMania is the big moment.
Exactly.
You have Sasha last year, you have Becky this year. You know, the next year is going to be, by the way, book this, is going to be Charlotte the next year somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. And she's already beat Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hopefully at that point, they sort of put Bianca on the same tier as the other horsewomen. That's going to be a good match at WrestleMania.
It is. It's going to be a great match. I guess we can jump into it. We had one kickoff show match, The Miz versus Rey Mysterio. And this was playing into the whole idea going back for weeks about Miz and Rey cheating. Well, Miz actually did kind of cheat. Well, actually, no, he didn't cheat. He just faked the bump that Rey tripped him up.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's not exactly cheating.
Crafty.
And so down towards the finish here, Rey escapes a skull-crushing finale. He kicks Miz into the ropes, hits a 619, goes up to the top. Miz rolls out of the ring. Rey hits him with a plancha, so he gets back in the ring. So all the Miz is out there selling. He reaches for a chair. Then Dom runs around the side of the ring and pulls the chair away from him. While this is all happening, the ref is like tending to Rey for some reason. He turns around and sees Dom with a chair in his hand. And he says, "All right, you're out of here. You're out of here.
You're gone, Dom."
So Miz goes for a skull-crushing finale. Rey reverses that into a roll-up for the win. And then afterwards, Miz attacks Rey. Dom, who maybe was like 5 feet up the ramp, turns around. Because this finish happened right after Dom got kicked out of ringside. He runs back into the ring to make the save. Rey and Dom eventually hit double 619 on Miz and hit two frog splashes in a row. One each. Miz lost. He tried to get his heat back, and then ends up he just got beat up.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yeah. So later on in the show, we'll just do this now. Later on in the show, Miz had a backstage interview where he indicated he needs a money tag team partner to take on the two-on-one situation currently with Rey and Dom, somebody with Hollywood looks like The Miz. And of course, there's one name that sort of sprung to our minds immediately.
Cody Rhodes.
Adrenaline for The Miz in the form of Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. I mean, PW Insider, they have a name that apparently has been thought of. Won't get into that here. You can go to PW Insider, look at that.
It's not Cody, though.
That's not Cody.
Yeah, we'll just say that. It's not Cody.
According to PW Insider, it's not Cody. Remains to be seen. I mean, I guess if they're going to get moving on this, would this be a potential Mania match? And if that's the case, they'll probably get moving on this sooner rather than later. But if it is Cody, it's not exactly the main event level debut.
Well, we're just on Cody watch right now.
Yeah.
If I don't want to put it out there because I don't want to shit on something that's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So like, yes, you're right. If this was the reintroduction of Cody to the WWE Universe teaming with Miz, that would be underwhelming. But it seems like that's not the case. So I'm not going to dump on WWE for doing something that we're just like, oh, what if it's this guy? But it's probably not. I mean, PW Insider has a decent track record. Oh, man. Anyways, the actual show kicked off because Goldberg has to get back to, he has to be in bed by 7 o'clock to get that early bird special. Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. The entrances probably took a good...
It took 60 minutes for the match to start between very beginning. There's like opening package, video package, and then introductions. And it was 9:16 Pacific time. I looked at my clock here when the match actually started.
I'm going to see if Wikipedia has the, did this go 5 minutes? There was a lot of milling about.
There was some milling about and stuff. I'd be surprised it went 5 minutes. So while you're looking at that, before the match begins, Roman comes out first. He grabs the mic. He just says, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, acknowledge me. He gets some cheers. Goldberg.
Goldberg. 6 minutes. So, yeah, it was like over twice the amount of time for entrances in the match.
Oh, yeah. So Goldberg comes to the ring. You know, they lock up a little bit. Eventually, though, Goldberg hits the spear. He's looking for a jackhammer. Instead, Roman counters with a rock bottom that gets him a two. Roman hits a Superman punch. He looks for a spear. Goldberg counters with a spear of his own. looks for a jackhammer. Roman blocks that, locks on a guillotine, and Goldberg tries to break it by driving Roman to the corner a couple times. Doesn't work. Eventually, Roman takes him to the mat with that guillotine still on. Bill passes out. Roman wins. He retains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up for Goldberg, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, gosh.
Dream match situation at WrestleMania, son.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. Mm-mm. I'm nope. all about it.
Nope.
Yeah, after that, what if Stone Cold is Miz's partner?
Oh, that little Rey Mysterio. I'm tired of his ass too, son. Let's do this, Miz.
Oh, my goodness. Then we got the Women's Chamber match next.
We have the Women's Chamber match. Yeah, this was fun. It's funny because, like, obviously in Saudi Arabia, the women have to cover up basically, you know, from neck to toe, I guess. I thought it kind of improved. Like, I thought that Rhea Ripley looked like a character out of Hellraiser. You remember Hellraiser?
I do.
You were never really a fan of, like, the horror movies, like those kind of horror movies, like slasher movies, were you?
No, I didn't watch a whole. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm not a fan of them. I just didn't watch a whole lot of them when they were coming out.
Mm-hmm, yeah, same. I think the main character's name is Pinhead.
That's
if I'm
correct.
Not mistaken.
It is,
yeah.
Pinhead. Yes.
I don't know if I ever actually saw one of those movies. They always look cool though. But anyways, Rhea looked like $1 million.
Yeah.
They gave Nikki like what actually looked like a superhero's costume.
Yeah.
With the sleeves and everything. She looked great. Everybody looked great in this.
Everybody's
movie.
Ring gear was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it was off the hook. This was good stuff. So Liv and Nikki started. Doudrop comes in. And I love how strong they booked Doudrop. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's Nikki tries to get her to work together, but instead Doudrop hits her with an old headbutt, splashes her into the cage, gets some in on Liv as well. Rhea comes in fourth. According to your notes here, Nikki just poops her pants. She tries to get out of there.
Yeah,
she's like, get me out of here.
She didn't want any of Rhea at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she tries to climb the cage to escape. Rhea follows, rams Nikki's head off the cage, and Nikki falls onto Doudrop and Liv, who are standing on the floor below. And then Rhea hits Nikki with Riptide to get the win. Nikki is eliminated.
Yep.
Alexa's in fifth. She goes on a bit of a run. Eventually, Liv hits Doudrop with a sunset flip powerbomb off the top rope to eliminate Doudrop.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca is last in. She kind of takes care of everybody else except for Rhea. They have a stare down. But before they go at it, they look down. They see Alexa and Liv. They hit them with a pair of stalling suplexes. Then they get back in each other's face, talk some crap. Rhea slaps Bianca. They trade some shots. Bianca looks for a KOD. Rhea escapes that, and then Liv hits them both with a code breaker, and then Bliss hits Liv with the awesome blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Falls
yeah.
with Twisted Bliss to eliminate Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea looks for Riptide on Alexa. Bliss escapes that. She's looking for a DDT on Rhea. Bianca breaks that up, and then Bianca hits Rhea with a KOD to eliminate her, so mm-hmm. Bianca and Alexa are the final two, and eventually, try as she might, Alexa couldn't get the win here. Bianca just hits her with a forearm. KOD to get the win.
Mm-hmm. Yep. After that, we had Charlotte and Sonya Deville versus Ronda Rousey and Naomi. As per the stipulation, Ronda, by the way, comes down in a full gi,
mm-hmm.
in a judo gi. And she does the rope. They tie her hand behind her back. But then Sonya Deville, who has her arm in a sling, is like, oh, nope, don't need it. I just fooled you. I got both my hands. But, of course, in the end, she is tapped out by Ronda Rousey. And Charlotte did not give a shit. This was great. So at the finish, Ronda has Sonya down for the arm thing. She's like, come on, Charlotte, come on. Come get some of this. Come get some of this. And Charlotte just goes, do what you're going to do.
Like, nope.
And so with one arm, Ronda Rousey taps out Sonya Deville. It's going to be interesting to see the dynamic between Sonya and Charlotte Flair, her tag team partner in this match.
Yes.
Come SmackDown. So that's going to
it's going to be interesting. Get the tables, rate us a party of 56. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Get the tables.
Two raids. So after that, we had Madcap Moss versus Drew McIntyre. This is Falls Count Anywhere. We mentioned the nasty spot earlier, where Drew was doing the reverse Alabama slam, and as Madcap was going down, he kind of tucked his chin end up landing like right on the top of his head.
You know, dude, I wonder if it's one of those things. I've never wrestled. You've never wrestled. But the one thing that you sort of understand about wrestling is that 9 times out of 10, unless this is like a styles clash.
You tuck your chin. It's got to be muscle memory at a certain point. You
it's got to be muscle memory. You think, and thank God this dude is built like a truck. He's got those big traps. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what saved him here.
Some serious injury, yeah.
That was freaky. And he just, they kept on going, and he had a couple spots.
Yeah.
Got chucked into the over the table at one point, and it looked like he inadvertently or had no choice but to sandbag Drew a little bit, because there was no spring to a step, and that watching him progress and not have as much of a spring in a step was really kind of creepy.
It was
as well
scary. You know you worry someone that lands like that either got concussed or has a neck injury, a stinger, something like that. And that could be an awful situation. So early on, Corbin and Moss attack Drew. I'm like, this is no DQ. You could double team Drew all you want and not get disqualified, but it only lasted for a little bit, and then Corbin goes and stands ringside. I know he got involved later on, but he could have been there 10 minutes beating the heck out of Drew. Why not just
sometimes
do that?
I know, but sometimes I feel like we take the rules of the match a little too, like maybe Corbin and Moss, they're three-dimensional characters. Maybe they're like, hey, Moss. Moss is like, hey, I want a piece of Drew, okay? If I'm in dire straits, go ahead and help me out. But otherwise, I want Drew, you know? Maybe I would read
between
the lines. I
would understand that, except the story leading up to this match is that Madcap Moss wanted nothing to do with this match. He tried to get out of it.
Well, it's because Drew kept on threatening with a sword.
Yeah,
and that's in fact, that played into the finish, which was really a really clever finish.
It was a clever finish, but especially doubly so if someone's threatening to kill you with their sword, and you have someone there that can help you win the match and keep you away from sword, why not just do it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They're competitors.
I understand the competitors, but the story leading up to this Moss had nothing to do with this match. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, that spot with the Alabama Slam was really scary. Drew sets up for a Claymore shortly thereafter, and then Corbin pulls Moss out of the ring. And so Drew follows. He tries to hit a Claymore through the barricade. Instead, as he's setting up for it, Corbin hits him with the chair, and then Corbin and Moss end up throwing Drew through the barricade. Eventually, Drew hits a future shock. That gets Matu. He goes and grabs his sword. Corbin runs in the ring, and almost full power, Drew just takes a swing at him with that sword. Yeah. And Corbin ducks, and then Drew hits a Claymore on Moss while holding the sword.
Yeah, man. I thought that was you ward off the other guy with the sword. I thought that was incredibly clever. California Wells here in our chat has a good point. Says, first and definitely not the last sword seen in wrestling. Man, I can't wait to see
that.
That's
true. The winner of Rey to Reyes gets a giant sword as well.
Yeah, that's the best.
It is great.
Oh, I can't wait.
I need to see who's in the Rey to Reyes match.
I have no idea what's going on tonight.
All right, go ahead and...
We'll have a preview at the end of this.
Yeah.
All right, so that gets Drew his win over Madcap Moss. After that is the Miz interview we already talked about. He's going to find himself a superlative athlete, a global superstar. He's got somebody in mind. After that, we had Lita versus Becky Lynch. So this is Lita's first match, I believe, since 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, her first one-on-one.
Yeah, and man, I thought she was terrific. I thought she was busting out some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Becky was really selling it, too. In the end, Becky hit one of her manhandle slams. Lita was able to get her foot up on the rope, which led to her dropping Becky with a twist of fate and then a moonsault. Becky was able to kick out at two for that, and then ended up dropping Lita with her own manhandle slam. But man, I thought that. And then afterwards, it was really cool. Becky leaves, and they fire up Lita's music again. Mm-hmm. She gets in the ring. I have no idea if she'd have any desire to do it, or if WWE has any desire to do it, but man, let Lita have another run if she wants it.
I know.
You know, man, they need to bring back some of the women legends who can still go.
Yeah.
And Lita can still get them in there.
Lita
man.
Can still go.
Like, who wouldn't want to see Lita at WrestleMania in some capacity?
I know during
know?
Our stream, someone mentioned Lita versus Sasha at WrestleMania. Yes, please. Wow. Love to see
please.
That.
Please. Sasha ain't doing nothing right now.
I know. Yeah. I know where she is. Give us Lita versus Sasha Banks. That'd be great.
Absolutely, yeah, man. She could still go.
So next, we were supposed to have the Viking Raiders versus the Usos. Instead, as the Viking Raiders are making their entrance, the Usos attack them, and they end up suplexing Ivar on top of Eric, and the ref's just like, all right, this match isn't happening.
I have to imagine you feel happy that you didn't make this the lock of your night.
I know, I didn't.
It was close.
It was close.
Not the lock.
It was close. I would have been down one instead of tied with you if I had done that.
Yep, exactly. By the way, shout out to my DoorDash driver for delivering my McGriddle. I'm bummed out that I couldn't give her. It was like an older lady too, and like I just gave her a standard tip to begin with because I just sort of do the whole thing, and I was like, oh, I can. I thought it was like Uber. You can give him a tip afterwards.
Oh no.
Not no, man. But, man, that McGriddle hit the spot, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm happy I just made some waffles this morning because I would have felt really heavy and just bleh.
Oh, huge, huge update from you, though. Please let us know. What are your plans for tonight? Are you going to do the Sizzler still?
I haven't decided yet. I got to talk to the family, see what they want. Because if I'm going to DoorDash stuff, it's just not going to be for me. That's not efficient. It's going to be for the family. I can near guarantee you if I run by, say to my wife, hey, we'd like to get some Sizzler tonight.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know how that was going to go.
I'm guessing.
Maybe
I can
maybe
inquire.
Mrs. Larson wants some of that Sizzler, man. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I really want some of that Sizzler. It's got to fit in with the theme of the day.
You know, I wouldn't mind Sizzler, but not DoorDash Sizzler. That's my thing. I don't want a DoorDash.
I don't really think it's going to make much of a difference.
I don't even know where it is. You don't think
it's over
a minute
off,
out of the kitchen
it's over
versus...
Off it's off Madison, I think. There's one in Madison west of Sunrise.
10 minutes in the car versus 1 minute out of the kitchen.
Oh, that shit's sitting under the heat lamp for 10 minutes when you order it, man.
Yeah, but it's not in somebody's trunk, bro.
Hey, it's a warm day. Maybe it stays warm in there.
It's beautiful outside,
yeah,
by the
really
way.
Nice.
During those elimination chamber entrances, I took a stroll out in the front yard.
Oh, wow. That's what you're doing out there.
With my bathrobe on. Well, I got the mail. Anyways, after that, we had the men's chamber match. By the way, once we're done with this, we will be answering some questions. So please feel free to highlight some messages and ask us some questions.
And I do have the Rey de Reyes card here in front of me. There's 7 matches. We can go through that after we go through this men's chambers match.
Absolutely, yeah. So men's chamber match, of course, as we mentioned, fairly early on, there was a spot where what was the actual spot? It was Seth powerbombed Austin Theory into Lashley's pod.
Yeah, through the bulletproof glass, as they used to call it. And I thought now, Lashley was selling... Sorry to interrupt. I thought Lashley was selling leg, because he kind of got his leg kind of twisted up a little bit when Theory crashed on him.
It was the most obvious injury, because we couldn't really see what it was, but it seemed like likely that if he was actually hurt, it was because his leg would have buckled under him.
Yeah.
But then I noticed that one of the, you know, the producers were out there almost immediately, and the camera would go to them quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I noticed right before the camera moved off him that they were doing the flashlight to the eye thing. And I was like, oh, wait, is he actually concussed? And then they were making a big to-do about it on commentary. That's the WWE champion. He's being taken to the back for concussion protocol. And they showed like the big old shot of him, and he's off his feet. They have to carry him
to
the back. Basically, he was out on his feet. So he was out. Riddle comes in next. Let's see here. AJ comes out after that. He goes on a bit of a run. Riddle hits Theory with a floating bro. He gets two with that. Hits double draping DDTs on AJ and Seth. Calls for an RKO. And then he realizes somebody's supposed to be coming out because the countdown happened. It's supposed to be Lashley's pod. And so Lesnar's like, well, somebody's got to come out now. And so he's like telling the refs and stuff, hey, open my pod. And they're not opening a pod. He just busts through his pod. This is supposed to be, by the way, according to the very first Elimination Chamber and Jerry the King Lawler, bulletproof glass, Larson.
We saw it. We saw that glass break 3 times during this match.
Correct. And multiple times in past Elimination Chambers. So this isn't the first time it happened, but I always love to bring that up. Brock just busts out of there, and this dude starts murdering everybody.
Yep.
He comes out, he hits Seth with an F5, boom, eliminated. Lesnar hits Riddle with an F5, he's eliminated. Commentary mentions that Lashley has a concussion, he's not coming back. AJ gets a German suplex, then an F5.
Well,
he's eliminated.
Hold on. Did they say he had a concussion or he was in concussion protocol? Because that's 2 different
things. I heard concussion protocol. Okay. I was just reading your notes.
So maybe that's I just wrote that down there quickly. Maybe that's their way of saying he was concussed, but not really. They went back and checked him, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ eats, I think, a couple German suplexes in an F5. He's eliminated. And so you have Brock and Austin Theory. And Austin Theory sort of coming to. He's sort of been knocked out already. He sort of comes to, and his head slowly turns to Brock, and Brock turns to him. And it's just all of a sudden it turns into like that scene in The Revenant when Leo's trying to get away from that bear. And it's awesome because Brock just starts like chasing Austin Theory. At one point, Austin gets back into a pod and Brock just breaks through the pod, grabs him, hits a nasty snap suplex on the outside and on what would have been vicious steel back in the day. But it's kind of a pad these days. And so he does that suplex and he starts bringing him up and Austin's pleading with him. And then bang, low blow. Brock starts reeling. Austin gets a bunch of his shit in. And then eventually Lesnar comes to just chases Theory up to one of the tops of the chamber. No, Theory starts climbing to try to, he finds a hole that he can get out of the chamber, but Brock is able to like very quickly get up there.
Brock got up there so fast.
Grabbed his leg, pulled him to the top of the pod with him. F5 from the top of the pod.
Even before the
F5, the mat.
He does that piece of glass there above the pod, just banging his head into that,
that
piece
it was
of glass
rough.
Repeatedly.
It was rough.
And then F5'd him off the top, yeah.
Yeah, I love that they let Austin Theory get some shit in. I thought that was great. And yes, I know he got mauled. He was the Leo DiCaprio versus the bear in this situation. Mm-hmm. That was a brutal scene, by
it
the
was.
Way. But yeah, and then Brock just gets down. Covers him, brings him inside to the center of the ropes, mm-hmm. center of the mat rather. Covers him to get the win, new WWE champion yep. Brock Lesnar, and yep. they got the graphic Brock versus Roman, champion versus champion.
Mm-hmm. Correct. All right, you want your Rey to Reyes preview? You can start thinking about
please.
How this is going to work. All right, so of course you got Vikingo defending the Mega title against John Morrison.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got Lucha Brothers versus Dragon Lee and Dralistico. The Rey to Reyes match is Psycho Clown, Cybernetico, Laredo Kid, Bandito, and TBA.
Wait, back up. Say, I'm sorry, one more time, what's that?
Psycho Clown, Cybernetico, Laredo Kid, Bandito, and then TBA. Someone to be announced.
This is the actual Rey to Reyes match.
Yes, for the sword, yeah.
That lineup is amazing.
Pretty loaded, huh?
Holy shit, that's going to be good.
Then you got La Impresa against, it's a three-way trios match, La Impresa versus L.A. Park, El Hijo de L.A. Park and L.A. Park Jr. versus NGD.
Mm-hmm.
There's a four-way match, determined number one contender to the Reina de Reyes Championship. That's Mara Villa, Lady Shawnee, Flommer, and another TBA.
Okay, so that's going to be Taya. Who do you think the TBA in the Reina de Reyes match is going to be?
Oh, maybe it'll be Grand Metalik.
Mascaris Dorada?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be something
That'd
else,
be really
huh?
cool.
Is Leo Rush still retired? No, he just left AEW. Yeah. He's still doing stuff. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something
That'd
else?
That'd be pretty great.
Leo? Holy shit.
That'd be pretty great.
I'm really curious to see Mascaris Dorada, if that's his name.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Now that he's not in WWE, because mm-hmm. I heard that pre-WWE, the guy was just nuts. Like,
he was great
crazy.
In the Cruiserweight class. He was doing some crazy
he
stuff
was, yeah.
there. Then we got Willie Mack, Mr. Iguana, Mr. Iguana and Nino Hamburguesa versus Los Vipers. And then we got Viano 3 Jr. and, I don't remember how to pronounce this stuff. Los Mercenarios. Versus okay. Los Vipers versus Octagon Jr. and Sexy Star 2. So a three-way mixed tag team match.
I love Seven it, bounce. Man. It's going to be wild. Manic all across the board. I mean, except for Vikingo versus
Morrison.
Yeah, he's winning that. Vikingo's winning that shit. I don't know about Rey to Reyes. You got that TBA. TBA could win that shit.
Yeah, totally.
When's the last time they had a TBA? Did they have a TBA at the last Triple Mania? Was there a TBA in the match with Jay Lethal? That was the title match.
Mm-mm. No, Vikingo, Lethal. I thought they announced everybody
they
in advance.
Yeah. Fuego 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if it was Fuego 2.
That'd be something else.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
You want to answer a couple questions?
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Phoenix, maybe?
Well, Lucha Brothers got a match already.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like it's Dragon Lee and Drew Leafs to go. I don't even know if Ray Phoenix is cleared yet. From dislocating his elbow.
I have no idea, but he seemed to. At the time he said it wasn't as bad as he thought it was going to
be.
Hood Alex has a question. What's your dream Cody match for WrestleMania?
You know what? Have him. No, nah, that's not going to happen. I was going to say him versus Sami Zayn, unless Knoxville brings in Cody to take on Sami Zayn, and Cody gets the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
That all sounds so underneath what Cody should be doing, but I wouldn't mind seeing Cody with the Intercontinental Championship. Makes it back to what it was before. Maybe you bring in some. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I mean, that scenario is better than him being Miz's tag partner.
That is better. I agree with that 100%. I'm Just Joe. Did you guys see Kenny Omega's comments on Cody leaving AEW? We're going to talk about that pretty extensively on Monday for the news brief show. But because I haven't seen it all, I'm going to check the entire thing out. I believe it was on Wrestling Observer Radio, right?
It was, yeah, so he had an
interview. Get some more
Meltzer.
Context when you actually listen to it as well.
Yeah, I read the quotes on Fightful, I believe, but again, something like that. Yeah, definitely want to try to listen to it. Dark Dank Lucha says, I don't want Vikingo to lose the title yet, but damn, if we get new AAA champ Johnny Mundo versus Phoenix for the mega title at Republic of Lucha year one, yes, please.
You, what? Look, it's just selfish right there.
I know.
Just selfish. Just want it because he's going to be there at Republic of Lucha. I'd love to be there too, be honest with you. I'd love to be at that show. That show is going to be fun.
It is. DLW, how do I watch AAA? I believe Raider Reyes is on Fight.
Should be on Fight tonight. I'm almost positive it's going to be on Fight, yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. We'll end on this one. Top Cruise Gaming. Not Tom Cruise Gaming. It'd be a different thing. Just bench flight simulator. He says, which bad downstate song does the team of Cody and Miz come out to?
Well, it'd mashup, be, it'd mashup be a, Miz theme and Cody's theme.
Yeah, right, because they're both downstate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be a mashup of the two.
I say call them up on the phone and have them do a brand new one.
But it's a new one, but it's a mashup of their old themes, of their individual themes. But it's a new one. It's not poorly put together.
Right, exactly. They do it properly. And Nikhail asks, where does Lesnar's F5 on Theory rank in terms of craziest things Lesnar has done in his career?
I mean, he F5'd a shark. That's still number one in my mind.
I don't know how you're going to beat F5ing a shark. Yeah. Yeah. Although, no, you know what? Did that Survivor Series match? When he had legitimately a broken rib, that's impressive.
That's pretty crazy.
That was nuts. That was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll end on this one, actually. Harvest says throwing Zach Gowen down the stairs was number one. That's so rough. Harvest also asked, what would be a good AEW Championship Elimination Chamber match? It'd be so far the participants in the ladder match. It'd be Keith Lee, Wardlow, and Hobbs.
You have Paige and Adam Cole. Plus that's five, good. Right? We need one more. Kenny comes back for it.
Oh, Kenny comes back for it. My goodness, all the shit that Kenny was dealing with over the past three
crazy.
Years.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. And he's talking about some of the quotes in the Fievel stuff. He was talking about because he was hurt in other ways, like his mechanics were all out of whack, too, and so that was hurting other things. At least that's how I read it.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, that's pretty rough.
It is.
Anyways, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for being so generous.
Thank you so
with
much.
Your, with you, the you. Stand Up Cancer Charity campaign we have right now. That'll be going all day today. Mm-hmm. So we'll post a link in the description to this. And definitely. Also, of course, it's going to be available. You can get your name read if you do it during our continuation of Saturday
Saturday Steaks.
Right here during the February Ultra Challenge for predictions.
Yes.
So convoluted. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time. We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, everybody.